Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 349, stanzas 1 and 2. My heart was glad to hear the welcome sound, the call to seek Jehovah's house of prayer. Our feet are standing here on holy ground, and within thy gates, and thou city grand and fair. 1 and 2 of Psalter 349.
Congregation, this morning we wish to read from God's Word that which can be found in Acts 16. But before that, the law of our Lord as it can be found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 16, the first 15 verses. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith, and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Lord, Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia, and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down, and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Now when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Dan Visser of the Calgary Group, who were blessed with a well-born girl. Mr. and Mrs. Eric van Hagenbos, who were blessed with a well-born boy. Mr. and Mrs. Shane Vandenberg, who were blessed with a prematurely born girl, who is still in the hospital. Also, Mr. Jim Vandenberg, a relative of some in our midst, is very low in the hospital. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we try to draw nigh unto thee, to lift unto thee our cry, our prayer, and our supplication, that it may arise before thee as incense in this morning hour, when thou art enthroned above the skies, and when thou sittest in the place of thy great majesty, of thy honor, and of thy glory, and we upon thy footstool who still have to experience all the miseries on account of our own sin. And we have heard it even in these moments that thou givest life, new life among us, for which we may acknowledge thee. Wilt thou remember the mothers and the children in a special way, to give strength once again, and a raising up. And wilt thou humble the hearts of the parents before thee, granting children that may be born to be born again, and giving parents who may feel something of the great responsibility to receive a gift from thee, a soul in their possession, who they must care for and whom they must instruct. And Lord, thou knowest the days in which we are living, wherein they are being brought up. Oh, could it please thee to bless thy word when they are days in the last dispensation, wherein thy word that is going forth more freely ever in this world than it has since the beginning, but also days wherein Satan is loose, so that he is more and more given freedom by thee to go about seeking whom he may devour, as say a roaring lion, but also as an angel of light, that thou may look upon our youth in a special way, to give to them hearts to fear thee in the days of their youth, and that they may be given to remember their Creator, because today is a day of grace, and we do not know what a day may bring forth. That thou may look upon all the afflicted and the sick ones, also that relative of some in our midst. Thou knowest where that he is, O Lord, and the weakness of his body. Wilt thou remember him when the way goes the way of all flesh, that thou hast said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And now that is lying before him, O Lord, that thou may remember him in these days and in these hours. Could it please thee yet to visit his soul, because it all must come from thee? And when there is still life, there is still a possibility. Lord, the time is for him so evidently so short, that thou would visit him with thy salvation, and that thou may remember his wife and children and all that are about him, and look upon all that have serious diseases. Thou knowest the suffering and there that they are, the treatments that are received, and then the cry that is going forth to thee continually, Lord, that thou may hear as that great physician, and that thou may give also to know the disease of our soul, because we cannot live forever. And for one it will be an awful disease, and for another it will be an accident. Wherein we are plunged in a moment into that great eternity. Oh, then how necessary that we have what is needed that we may go out of this life. Lord, it is thy Sabbath day. Oh, that is a day wherein thou givest thy word to be brought, to be preached, to be read. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, especially when we may be in days of health and of strength in our life, and when we may have a mind that is able to understand. Oh, then we also need to be given ears to hear and hearts to understand. Oh, then we need that thy Spirit may prick our hearts. And we can only beseech it of thee in this morning hour. For thou knowest, Lord, that a little that a righteous man hath is better than the treasures of many wicked. Oh, could it please thee to bless us, just even with the smallest part, because thy servant did say, and that he had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of his God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And if we may have the smallest part of that grace, oh, to be the least in the kingdom of heaven, Lord, then it is sufficient. Oh, that thou may look upon each and every one of us then and give us such a cry and such a desire in this morning hour. And thou knowest how that we go on over this world. Oh, when it is in a way of prosperity, and then it is, as thou sayest, because that they have no changes there, for they fear not God. Lord, then when there are no trials and afflictions, when there is but a rain from the skies and sunshine, then we go on in the way of sin. Oh, what is necessary to bring a man to bow his knees before thee, that thou may look upon us and do what is necessary in our life to bring us on our knees. Oh, do good work through, Lord, for thou knowest what we need. And it is always against our flesh, and we fight and we rebel against it all. But wilt thou work through, and wilt thou have dealings with each and every one of us in thy mercy, not to leave us to go our own sinful way, and to work out our own destruction, which we will surely do. Lord, that thou may stop us then in our mad career, and thou would turn us unto thee and draw us that we might run after thee. And do look upon all those that need thee in special ways. Oh, that thou may supply for those who have needs of the body, but also those that have needs of the mind. For that mind is also a gift of thee. Lord, there can be so much confusion in our mind. But thou art able to make it straight. Thou art able to give understanding. That thou may give in this morning also a heart that cries out to thee. For those blessings which we cannot miss on our journey to that great eternity. Lord, we have come under thy holy word, around about that truth that will never change, and that is from everlasting to everlasting. For the earth and all that is therein shall pass away, but thou sayest my word that shall never pass away. And that is then the hope and expectation of those that have received a little word from thee. And then they may say it shall never pass away. And then they may hold on to it perhaps in this morning hour. And then they may beseech thee for the fulfillment of it. And that thou wouldst not put such a people to shame. But thou knowest also that there are those that have to lose it all. And then it seems, O Lord, that everything that is in the grave, then it seems that life that is snuffed out.
And then it seems that it is sometimes just a memory, and they are not able to give that life once again unto themselves. Lord, oh, that thou may remember them, thy own children, where that they are, and when everything has to be lost from their sight, in order that they may receive everything from thee. Oh, in that way of stripping, in that way of losing, oh, Lord, that thou may remember them in thy mercy, and that thou may bring man to nothing, and that thou may become for them everything. Oh, that thou may open thy word in such a way in this morning hour, that there may be a place made for thy word of truth, and that is to the salvation of a soul journeying to his his everlasting end. Lord, look on young and old, strengthen us also, and thou knowest what we stand in need of in this hour. Lord, give a little strength for our body. Give a little what we need in our mind, the clarity to bring it forth. Give a little unction of thy spirit in our soul, that we may know what and how to speak in thy name, and that thou may bring it in the hearts of many to glorify thy name within. Forgive and take away all of our many sins. And when thou hast given blessed rain from the skies for the fruitfulness of the fields, could it please thee in this day and in this hour to give the rain and the dew of thy Holy Spirit, to give fruitfulness in thy house? And we ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins, within and without, of omission and of commission, for the sake of thy only and thy dearly beloved Son, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 164, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, and my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste. An exile in this desert waste, in which no waters be, in which no waters be. We announced at our male members' meeting in Calgary in this past week, Mr. Peter Suchland was elected to the office of deacon. Lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory by Wednesday, June the 10th. The last collection today is for the building fund, Psalter 164, the first three stanzas.
congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you from Acts chapter 16 and thereof the 14th verse. Acts 16, verse 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. So far the words of our text. Lydia's heart opened first. By whom her heart was opened, and second, for what her heart was opened. Lydia's heart opened first, by whom her heart was opened, we read, whose heart the Lord opened. And second, for what her heart was opened, we read, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things in which were spoken of Paul, whose heart the Lord opened. What does that assume? And that assumes that her heart was closed. Otherwise, to open is not to open. And otherwise, our language, that means absolutely nothing. Of Leviathan, we read that the Lord, he has said to Job, that is a heart, and that was as firm as a stone, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. Are there those also in this morning hour that say, my heart is like the heart of a Leviathan? It is a heart that is as a stone. It is as a heart that cannot be moved. It is a heart that is closed. It is a heart that it seems it cannot receive anything into it. That is, congregation, the experience of our spiritual death. And then you feel something, and you experience something of what it means to be a son, to be a daughter of Adam. That is dead in sins and in trespasses. Is this now a burden? Is this a burden with which you are going over this world? As you go, you say, even unto the grave. We read here, whose heart the Lord opened. That is proof that it is not as the Arminians say. It is proof that opening of the heart, that is a special work, that is not a common work of the Holy Spirit, as the Arminians do say. It is not something that is given to each and every person in this world. No, then you may ask of them, young people, and when you will meet them, and when they will say to you, that is given to everyone, yes, by the Holy Spirit, but it is given to every man, then you may point here. And you may say to them, what does it now mean in the word of the Lord? That it says there that the Lord, whose heart it says the Lord opened, and so evidently, a special work of that Holy Spirit of the Lord. And an encouragement. And an encouragement to whom? and an encouragement to those who walk over this world with a heart that is as hard as that nether millstone, with a heart as a Leviathan, and who feel something of that misery, of that spiritual death, that inability that they are able to break that hard and that stony heart. Then they will say to you, those Arminians, you have such a poor religion because you can do nothing. Then you say, yes, that is now my experience. That is the truth that I walk over the world with every single day. That my heart, and that is cleaving to death. And I cannot change what is living in my heart, but I can read in that word of God, whose heart the Lord opened. And that is now my hope, and that is now my expectation. That is now the reason that I go upon my knees. That is now the reason that I go up unto that house of the Lord. That is now the encouragement of my minister, of the servants of the Lord. And when they are preaching also to me, that is not able to give a right response to that holy word of God. Here is their hope. Here is their expectation, whose heart the Lord opened. Who was this privileged person? That privileged person we can read that is Lydia. We read that she is of the city of Thyatira. Where is Thyatira? Thyatira that was in Asia Minor. We have just heard about Asia Minor. We have just heard it read to us. What did we hear read to us? We heard read and that they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Forbidden. The sovereignty of God to pass over Thyatira, that the servants of God would not stop there. Oh, do we understand, do we see, do we feel something of our privilege? And when it is not said of us, that word that may not be preached there in Alberta, that they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Fort McLeod. Congregation, do we understand? Do we see something of the privilege that the Lord gives to us, that we may gather Sabbath after Sabbath around that holy word of truth? And now that Lydia, she was of that city of Thyatira, but she was not there. We do not know why she was not there. Or is that really not correct? Do we not know why she was not there? Because what do we believe of the providence of the Lord? After they were come to Mysia, they had said to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. More of them. More of them passed by. More of them the word of God withheld. In the sovereignty, in the righteous sovereignty of the King of Kings. And then a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Thus, not merely providence alone, but it is even by the direct calling and sending of that Holy Spirit of the Lord. No, not to Phrygia, not to Galatia, not to Asia, not to Mysia, not to Bithynia, not to Troas, but to Macedonia and to Philippi and to the riverside where there are a few women, and they are sitting there on the Sabbath day, where there is a closed heart, where there is a heart that is as firm as a stone, that is a heart that is as hard as that nether millstone, but a heart that needs to be opened in that morning hour. Lydia, who is she? We read she is a seller of purple. Probably she is rich because she is dealing in purple. She is dealing in the clothing of those that are rich. Read in the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Himself, He says, "How hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of God?" Oh, how hardly. And yet it is not standing in the way of the Lord. Lydia, who is she? We read, who worshipped God. What does that mean? Does that mean that Lydia was a converted woman? No, she is not a converted woman. She cannot be a converted woman, because we read whose heart the Lord opened. And that means that her heart was before shut. Thus, it is not a converted woman. No, but it is a woman, we read, that worshipped God. That is a woman of Thyatira. She was a heathen. She was a Gentile. But she was brought in and among the people of the Lord. Oh, in the time of the Lord, that word of the Lord was brought in her life. And then she was brought under that word, under a very great privilege, and in an outward way. And then the Lord has given that she may agree with what that word of the Lord did say. And thus, she has come to read the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures of the God of Israel, that is the Old Testament. And that is a woman who was also, we can read, a woman who prayed. Where prayer was read, we read, she was wont to be made. Thus, a religious woman. A religious woman. And yet a religious woman who had a closed heart. A religious woman who was unconverted. Are there such people here? A religious man, a religious woman, a religious boy, a religious girl who bows your knees, who comes to the place where prayer is wont to be made, but who is unconverted, and who has a heart that is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of that nether millstone, whose heart the Lord opened. Lydia, she is a chosen vessel. She is an elect vessel of the Lord. And Lydia must be brought in. Can be no other way. Must be in the time. Must be between the cradle and the grave. And then Lydia, she is brought by the Lord under that holy word of God. The Lord brings her there. The Lord brings her under the means. It is not a matter of indifference. Whether we are under the means or not under the means, because that is the first step. The first step that the Lord is taking with His elect, the chosen vessels, that He is bringing them under that holy word of God, that He is bringing them under His own truth, so that it will be in their life as with all those chosen vessels, that they will find it. They will find it in a way of asking. They will find it in a way of seeking. They will find it in a way of knocking. And yet the Lord, He is so sovereign. Because then there are here women. And we do not know how many women. But then we only read it of that one. Of that Lydia. And that we read that the Lord, He opened her heart. It is a very special Sabbath day. A special Sabbath day for those women. Why? Because on this Sabbath day, then Paul, Timothy, and probably here also Luke, they are suddenly appearing at that riverside where they are gathering Sabbath after Sabbath day. But that is now not the most special part. The most special part is what? And that is that the Lord is coming. And that the Lord is visiting. The Lord is taking of that word. And that the Lord is blessing that word in the heart and in the life of Lydia. And that the Lord, He is opening. And that heart of Lydia, that was a special Sabbath day. You said they had a special Sabbath day because they had a minister on that Sabbath day. No, congregation, it was not just that they had a minister, but it was that it was made a special day by the Lord Himself for that Lydia. But let us remember something, that when Lydia woke in that morning, then she did not know that it would be a special day. She did not realize that it would be a very special Sabbath day for her, and that she would never forget in her whole life. No, that has begun maybe as every other Sabbath day. Thou has begun as an ordinary Sabbath day for Lydia. Congregation, oh, let us never, when there is an opportunity to be under that word of truth, let us never leave our place empty in that house of the Lord, when we do not have a lawful reason to do so. Because the Lord, He loveth the gates of Zion, we read, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. And then we do not know when that ordinary Sabbath day that we have wakened in the morning hour as every Sabbath day in our life, that will become for us a very special Sabbath day whose heart the Lord opened. That is so necessary. Do you believe that? Oh, it is so necessary for us that our Sabbath days do not continue the same through our whole life. It is so necessary for us that there comes a special day, that there comes a very special day in our life. It is true, and not everyone knows of that very special moment of that new birth in their life. And yet it cannot be missed. That change of state, that opening of the heart. But there will be evidences of it. There will be fruit upon it. We see that in our second thought, for what her heart was opened. Whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Thus, congregation, when the Lord opens our heart, then there is our consequences. Then there is a change. Then something is happening in that heart. And what are the consequences? We read here that she attended. That means that she received attention. What do we have good attention for? Boys and girls, to what do you pay very, very good attention? Maybe to your play things. Maybe, young people, to all of our sports. And when it comes to our hobby or our special interest, or when we are older, our business, then we have a very good, a very special attention. We all have a good attention for the things that our heart is open to. And what is our heart open to by nature? Our heart that is open to this world by nature. And so we have a very special attention to everything that is in this world. But now we ask you this question in this morning hour. Was there ever in your life a very special time where there was a very special attention? An attention of your heart, not for this world, but for that holy word of God. Our heart is by nature, let us be honest, our heart is by nature closed to it. Our heart is by nature hard to it. But when the Lord, He is opening that heart, when the Lord, He is penetrating that heart, then it becomes so different. Then there is this special attention that a man begins to listen, that a man receives new ears. He receives ears to hear from the Lord Himself. Maybe you think, boys and girls, I am too young for that. That is for my father. That is for my mother. Will you read in the Word of God about John the Baptist? He was much younger than you. He was still even in his mother's womb. And when he was in his mother's womb, and when that salutation of Mary was heard, and then that child has leaped already in his mother's womb. Maybe some of you say, that is not for me anymore, because I am grown old, my head is gray, and my heart that has become so hardened. I am now come to the end of my life. And my life that has been a life of sin. And I have heard that word so many times in my life. And that heart that has become so hardened under the preaching of that word. No, that is not for me anymore. It is for the youth. It is for those that seek the Lord in the days when they are young. And for me now that has become an impossible thing. Oh, it is true. That is not happening so often anymore. When a person is becoming old, oh, it is true that you need to redouble your efforts. Oh, it is true that you need to beseech the Lord because that time is short. But we read of a man in the Bible whose heart was as hard as that nether millstone. That man who could not turn from his deeds and was brought even unto the cross. And in the last moments of his life, that hard heart as a stone, the Lord, he has broken it. The Lord, he has opened it. And the Lord, he has penetrated into that hard heart. Paul says, a certain woman heard us. Faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So simple the means. So simple the means upon which we are waiting for that blessing of the Lord. And then one day she heard. One day she heard as she has never heard before. And that day, that attention that was given to her, as was never received in her heart before in her whole life, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Attention, why? Because when that heart that is opened, then there is seen a value above all the things that are in this world, that we have paid attention to from the days of our youth. When that heart is open, and when that faith that is planted by the Lord into that open heart, oh, then there is an attention to those things that are not seen, those things that are eternal, those things that are spiritual. And then it is not only that there is an understanding, but then there is a drawing of that heart, a drawing of those affections. That is the difference between the attention of the mind and the attention that is given in the heart of a man. When the Lord is giving not only an understanding in our intellect, but that the Lord is also drawing, enticing our will, powerfully influencing the desires and the love of our heart. Because the Bible, that is speaking about a burning heart. Do we know what that is? The Bible is speaking about a thirsting heart. The Bible is speaking about a hungering heart. And that is a heart that has an attention, a special attention. David says, my soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. Even in a place where there was barrenness and there was no water. Oh, do we know something of that attention and that burning of our heart? Let us sing Psalter 115, 1 and 3. As pants the heart for streams of living water, so longs my soul, O living God, for thee. I thirst for thee, for thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come thy gracious face to see? 1 and 3 of Psalter 115.
Thank you.
certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. For our congregation, those things which were spoken of Paul, we do not know, because the Bible is silent about it. Is that really so? That we do not know because the Bible is silent about it? What would you say, boys and girls? Do you have any idea? Do you have any thought of what those things were that was spoken of Paul at that riverside on that Sabbath morning by Philippi? Do you know what Paul says to the Corinthians? He says, "For I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And shall that have been different when he was at Philippi? And shall that have been different when he may have been speaking in that morning hour to these women that are sitting by this riverside? Did Paul ever preach anything but him and the need for him and the way to him by a true and by a living faith, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul? Oh, how she has attended. When Paul, he has begun to speak the words of the preacher, the words of the preacher, who said, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." This Lydia, oh, then how her life that has gone before her, this seller of purple, a closed heart congregation that pushes that away, that pushes it away. Yes, it has a conscience. The conscience says that is true. I experience it every day. Boys and girls, young people, fathers and mothers, gray-haired ones, we experience it every day. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But with that closed heart, then we stop our ears. And we close our eyes and we say, "Lord, I want to go on. I want to go on in my own way." But now in that heart that has been opened, and in that heart that has been penetrated by that Spirit of the Lord, oh, then that message that is coming home, so that there comes a tear in that heart, that there comes a mourning because of that love of this world. There comes an abhorring of myself because of that life that I have lived all my life long. Oh, this Lydia, this seller of purple, what an attention. What an attention that she has received. When the apostle has brought before her that law of God, oh, that law that has that says, "Thou shalt not covet," and then that Lydia, oh, that seller of purple, oh, then she may feel something of the truth of it, all that is living within that heart. And attached to that law, there are curses. And those curses, when that heart is closed, oh, then we do not believe them. No, we say it will all be okay. And then we say that, and that, well, I am not actually such a wicked person. But those curses, when that heart has been opened, then they are not able to pass over that justice of God. And then they see that God is not able to pass over and to deny any one of His attributes. Oh, congregation, what a blessing when a man may receive an opened heart, when he may receive eyes to see what the real reality is as we are going on our journey to that never-ending eternity. What an attention. Oh, that she attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul. And when Paul, when he has preached unto those women, and he has spoken to them about the insufficiency of all their proselytism, that they have joined with that Jewish religion, that they have become a religious people. And when Paul, he has said to them, it is insufficient. It is not enough on your journey to that great eternity, that it is no foundation for your soul, but that the Lord Jesus has said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into that kingdom of God. Oh, then that closed heart that is pushing it away, and that closed heart says, leave me be. But now that open heart, oh, that it is seen, yes, that not only all my desires after this world, but then all also that I have tried to do in my own strength by way of religion. Yes, all my righteousnesses also. And then they are become as filthy rags. Do you know what Lydia becomes? Oh, she becomes from a proselyte. Oh, the Lord makes her again into a woman of Thyatira. And the Lord, He shows unto her, and that she says, actually, I am still in my heart, really, even as a heathen. And when the Lord is stripping away everything, even of her religion, and is bringing back her back unto her own origins, then there is there a religious woman. Then there is a woman who has never missed a time, maybe, to attend and to come at that place where prayer was one to be made. And there she is struck when the Lord has opened her heart, struck with that awful, awful reality that she is an alien, well, alien to the commonwealth of Israel, that she is actually still a stranger to the covenant of promise, and that she is without hope and without God in this world. Oh, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul. Did the Lord ever open your heart, congregation? How that woman, she has hung upon the lips of Paul. Oh, even as Ben-Hadad of old has hung upon the lips of the king, who has come with ropes about his neck and sackcloth upon his loins, diligently listening, listening, listening to hear if there is a good word that is coming from the king, and that he may hastily catch it. Oh, how that Lydia, she has hung also upon those words of Paul to see, oh, is there yet a way that I may escape this punishment and again be received into favor? Oh, what do you think of that woman? Oh, is that then a woman? Is that then a woman that can leave her place empty from the church of God? Is that then a people congregation, a people whose heart the Lord has opened? Is that a people whose Bibles they are collecting dust upon their shelf in their home? It is so very true. Oh, the Lord's people, they can be lying on such a bed of sloth that sometimes they have to say to themselves, is there anything? Is there anything anymore? Or was it ever a true beginning? Because my heart that has become once again so hard, so cold as the heart, as hard as that nether millstone, so that she does not want to rise up at the knocking of her beloved. But here is a different time. Here is a time we can read in the Bible. The Lord says it is a time of first love. David says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, do we know something? Do we know the smallest part? But it is to have our heart open and to have an attention on those things that are spoken by Paul, whose heart the Lord opened. Oh, what an attention. What an attention. When that Paul, he begins to speak, and when he begins to lay out, and when he begins to exalt that name, that one name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Oh, what an attention. When he may have spoken about his humanity, when he may have spoken about his divinity, when he may have spoken about his personhood, when he may have laid out what the offices of Christ are, then what an attention was in the heart of that woman. Because that heart of that woman that was so open now unto these things. And when he has spoken of the sending of the Father who has called him, or when he has spoken of his righteousness, when he has spoken of his justice, when he has spoken of his grace, when he has spoken of his mercy, then her heart, that open heart that has so attended to the things and that were spoken of Paul. And then, and when Paul made them declare, but we have tried to say something of last time, something of that widening of that dispensation, that the Lord who had chosen that Jewish nation, and that he has opened it up unto the Gentiles, so that the Apostle Peter that he has preached, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Oh, then how that has gone so into that heart of Lydia, so that it has become, though she was a Gentile, a woman of Thyatira, though she was a woman, a seller of purple, and a heart that is covetous maybe in the midst of this world, then it has gone so open for that Lydia. What do you think that was for her? Oh, that seller of purple. When Paul, he said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Do you not think she has felt something? Felt something of that blessed suitability, of that blessed person, that blessed mediator for her own soul? Do you not believe that she has seen something of that preciousness, the necessity of that mediator also for herself? Oh, we can prove it. She did. We can prove it that she did. She did it with that open heart. And how can we prove it? Because we read here that she was baptized and her household. And what now is baptism? What is baptism? Oh, when that Lydia, we can read of Philip that he says, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And when such a person, who in their adult life has their heart open in such a way, and then it is the desire that they also may be baptized. Because what is it but the desire of those who have had their heart opened, so opened for that free grace of Christ, then that it is without money and without price. Naaman, he did not want to go down into that water. And why not? Because it was his pride. The congregation, when the Lord took it away, and when the Lord broke him down, and then we read, then went he down, and he came up too. And he came up, and his flesh, that was even as the flesh of a little child. Oh, we all want to be cleansed, yes, but we do not all want to be cleansed in a way of free and sovereign grace. And she was baptized. What is Lydia saying? Oh, she says, Lord, wash me. Lord, make me clean. Oh, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. Oh, how that blood red water of baptism that has flowed into those wounds of her heart as a blessed balm from the Lord. And that heart that was so open. Then she says, oh, not only myself, but my household too. Were their children, were their servants, we don't know which that it was, but it was the one or it was the other. Oh, and then when that heart is open for a man, then he does not hide himself from his own flesh. Oh, then it is such a wonder that it says in that word of the Lord that the promise is unto you, but also unto your children and to those who are afar off. O congregation, our heart that is so closed, do you feel it? O our heart that needs to be opened, it needs to be open to see our wretchedness, it needs to be open to see our misery. We are deniers of the depth of our fall. We come and go from the place of the holy. We hear it time and time again, but we deny it. But when the Lord would open our heart once, then we will do as that publican. Then we will smite upon our breast, and we will say, oh God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Our heart that needs to be opened to that free and sovereign grace. Because our spiritual pride that will never receive it without money and without price. But congregation, it is so free. But then we must be made so poor. We must be made as those who are not able to overcome that poverty. Because then there is no other way. Then there is no other way but to receive it so freely from the Lord. Oh, our heart needs to be opened that we may receive that righteousness of the only begotten Son of God. Because it is so close to it. Oh, my righteousness that is sufficient for me. Until the Lord opens my heart and the Lord takes it all away, and then I need another righteousness. Lydia, she received so much in one day. That was very unusual, because that is not the common way. But then especially in those beginning times, and then in the building of that church, we can see by times that freedom of the Lord. But when Paul, he was preaching to the Jews and to the Gentiles in Antioch, and those Jews, they have rejected him, but those Gentiles, what did they say? They said, will you preach these words unto us again the next Sabbath day? And so there was now also with this Lydia. Because, as she said, now you have judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. O congregation, what is it? That is the open heart of a sinner. The open heart of a sinner. an open heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because then that heart can never receive enough of Him. And it can never hear enough of Him who has become to that heart altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, will you not say, when you depart out of this place, oh Lord, open my heart. Open my closed heart, that I also may attend unto those things that are spoken by thee. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou didst open the heart of Lydia, and it is our prayer unto thee that thou would open our hearts too, that thou would open the hearts of the youngest, of the oldest, and that thou would give each one a place now in our inner chamber, and that we could not let thee go, except thou would bless us also with such an open heart. Give us to mourn the hardness of our hearts for the first time, but also by renewal. Give us to cry to thee until thou hearest and answerest prayer. And wilt thou bring us safely to our places? Bring us with desire under thy word in this afternoon hour. Give us a blessed attention. Forgive all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. 417, 1 and 3. Send forth, O Lord of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation. Beneath thy wing I'll be supplied, and with grace thou wilt provide. 1 and 3 of Psalter 417. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.